A few weeks ago, I got to preach on the sacrament of marriage. This week, I want to finish the sacraments of vocation by talking about the priesthood, or more importantly, the sacrament of holy orders. To begin with, I need to make some distinctions, though. So there's actually three rungs in the sacrament of holy orders. There's the diaconate, which comes from the Greek word diakonos, which means servant. They are ordered to the service of the church. The highest rung is the episcopate, which comes from the Greek word episkopos, which means overseer. They are ordered to the overseeing of the good of the church, the functioning, the administration role, that kind of stuff. So in that way, we see them both having a very servant-oriented role. The challenge is the rank priesthood comes from the Greek word presbyter, which means elder, and it had the function of advising the bishops. Later on, it was added to the word was added to it called hierus, which is literally what the priests do in the temple. And so in that way, although the deacon and the bishop are ordered to service, the priesthood is actually something different that almost doesn't fit in the context of holy orders, yet it's the core of holy orders. And so in that way, I want to reflect with you on the nature of the priest and guiding you to really see what a priest is. So I feel like most of us just see me at Mass or priest shows up and yay, there's a priest here, and that's kind of our experience of the priesthood. But there's so much more to its depth and core. And to start out with, we have a great joy of reading through the book of the book of Hebrews the last several weeks. Hebrews is this beautiful, eloquent book that explains and brings out the nature of the priesthood, linking it with Jesus, our high priest, and showing the connection of the Old and New Testament coming together in one. And today is no exception. It reminds us of one very, very foundational point of the priesthood. It is a call. It's always been a call. God calls the priest. We're not like Protestants, where we elect someone to be our pastor, and I'm not technically a pastor-priest. I am a priest who has been named pastor. Priest is a lifelong calling, pastor is an office. And so in that way, Hebrews is making a point that the very priesthood of Christ is a calling. God calls the priest. He speaks to the heart of the man saying, "Come, follow me," like Bartimaeus on the road today in our gospel. So in that way, we have to remember that essential starting point. The priest is called by God to be this role, to be this person, to be different for his sake. Now, for most of us, we feel like priests just kind of show up on the scene because most of us don't get to see the full process of seminary formation plus the early stages of the priesthood. And for a parish like this, we've actually never had a vocation come from White Sulphur, which is kind of sad. Nevertheless, we don't realize that priests come from amongst our ranks. They don't show up somewhere on their way and say, "Here I am." We must be people that encourage young men to discern the priesthood, asking them about and explaining to them all the options they have available to them. The church gives us many options that we may follow Christ with joy. That's the goal. It's not like this is a horrible calling and I'm forced into it. No, when God calls someone, he calls them to a life of great joy. And that's what we must remember. God is the one who calls. But what is the priest? Let's start out with a few basic characteristics. The priest is a bridge between the heavenly and the earthly realm. He stands with one foot in each, calling down the graces from God upon the people and upon the world around him, and taking the needs, concerns, and worries of the people and bringing them up to the heavenly realm where God can answer our prayers. An example of what I mean comes from our gospel for today. We have Bartimaeus, who's on the road. He's blind and calling out to Jesus. What's the response of the people? "Shut up. You're calling too loudly. We don't want to hear from you." So he calls out even louder. He didn't listen. He's blind and not deaf. Nevertheless, he calls out louder, causing Jesus to stop. Now there's a spectacle. What does Jesus do? He sends his disciples to go call him. He doesn't call him himself. His disciples are intermediaries, calling Bartimaeus to him. Oddly enough, the blind man gets up with great joy and flings himself to Jesus. He's blind. How does he find Jesus? Well, we'll leave that point. Nevertheless, this is the role of the priest as well, to be an intermediary, to hear the concerns and issues of the world and bring them to the altar. In the words of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the priest, as he processes up to the altar, brings in his train all the children and oppressed of the world, the ones needing God and seeking his assistance. He brings to the altar all the cares and concerns, the ill, the infirm, the people wrought by wars. He brings all the people longing for an experience of God. This is what I bring up as I process to the altar. And in a very intimate way, showing my intimacy with Christ, I give the altar a kiss. This shows the connection of the priest to Christ. He is conformed to Christ to be Christ to the world. That is his goal. In that way, the priest embodies the crucified Lord, embodying suffering in his life and taking the issues of the world in himself to be offered like Christ on the cross. So the priest is a bridge, bringing the earthly into the heavenly and the heavenly down to the earthly. But it's more than that. The priest is also called to be sacrifice. In that way, he gives his life for the sake of his people, giving up family and treasures and all the other things of the world, so as to dedicate himself entirely to the service of God and his church. In that way, the sacrifice of the Mass is the best example of that. Here we don't sacrifice something. I don't get your goats and slaughter them and have the blood all over the place. No, Christ is the one sacrifice. I link myself with him, showing you the one true sacrifice that can heal, the one sacrifice that forgives, joining with all of your offerings as well. I bring your offering to the altar where they can be a new and pleasing sacrifice to God. We give up things for his sake, that we may be blessed in a new and different way. And through that, the priest becomes the mediator of the sacraments. I bring the sacraments to you. Therefore, you can experience the very ministry of Jesus himself. You can experience his grace in your lives. And the most prominent one is the forgiveness of sins. Most people think that priests are overwhelmed by hearing all the sins of the people. Not at all. I like it, not because I want to hear what's wrong in your lives, but I like to see the joy that comes from being healed. Who doesn't want to see someone be healed? And that's what's so wonderful about the ministry of the priest, to see healing, to seek reconciliation, to allow you to be forgiven of your sins and brought to new life. That is the primary role of the priest beyond sacrifice, rooted deeply in the letter to the Hebrews. He said, the priest offers a sacrifice first for himself and then for the sake of the people. That's very Old Testament theology, but it works today too. I don't just come up here and be this cool figure that hangs out on the altar. I am also someone who is offering myself with the sacrifice. The best example of that, to show you what I mean, is the words of consecration. Behold, this is my body. Behold, this is my blood. They are real words for the priest. This is also my gift to you, my body and blood. And so in that way, I hope you experience a little bit more of what the priesthood is. It's a calling from God that brings joy to life of the priest, that he may really express and bring God to the world in a new and prominent way, through the forgiveness of sins, through the calling down of blessings, through the offering of sacrifice, and bringing the world up into the mystery of God, where healing and reconciliation truly happen.